Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Rav Shalom Zalman V'zugasam Ratziyat V'chayet Chalatim. This should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siat Nishmaya Good Health Parnasa B'Shefan Cult of Sela and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Avayin Terzivik Hagon B'kar of Mamish. And we continue talking about beer. Mishnah Zayin tells us Misha Hayulay Paris B'zman Azeh. Someone that has pairs of Ma'aser Sheni nowadays, he can't bring them up to Yerushalayim to eat them. That's because we don't eat pairs of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. V'giyash Asa Beer. And now it's time for beer. So what does he do with all this fruit? Beishami says Tzarchel Chalon. He has to transfer his kedusha onto money. He has to bring the money up to Yerushalayim and destroy it in Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel says, Echachain Kesef, Echachain Paris. It doesn't make a difference if it's Kesef or Paris. You can't do anything with it in Yerushalayim either which way. So why bother transferring his kedusha onto money and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim and destroying it? If he has fruit, he could just let the fruit itself rot, and that's the best way to destroy it. He doesn't have to transfer his kedusha onto money. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, continuing to talk about beer, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishaina originally, Hayu Shaychan Eitzel Balabatim Shemdinois Bezin would send messengers to the Balabatim outside Yerushalayim. Medinos means outside Yerushalayim. Balabatim are the homeowners, the people that were the farmers, they had fruit. And the message that was sent was as follows. Maharu v'hiskinus perasechem, hurry and fix up your fruit. You should finish processing it. Achle tagia shasabir, before shasabir comes. Now the reason why they sent this message is because even if a person hadn't physically separated truma, maaser, maaser sheni, or maaser ani from his produce, there's still zechi of beer on this produce once shasabir rolled around. So therefore they sent messengers, quickly process your food. Now you're able to take off the necessary trumas and maaseres, give it to the people that it needs to be given to, and now you're not going to have to destroy it. Now this was the practice Achabar Rabbi Kiva Vali made until Rabbi Kiva came along and he taught Shakal HaPeres Shaloi Baol Oinus HaMaaseres, produce that hasn't yet reached Oinus HaMaaseres, Paturin Men HaBir, it's Pater from beer. Rabbi Kiva taught everyone that if the produce wasn't yet fully processed, which means it hadn't even yet reached the stage where it's Chayiv in trumas and maaseres, so then there's no Chiv to be Mevayer it. Rabbi Kiva agrees that if it's already reached Oinus HaMaaseres, so it's already Chayiv in Maaser, so then even though the necessary maaseres weren't taken off, if it reached Shasa beer, so he has to mivire those maisers. But there's no chiyuv to finish processing it to make it chayiv in maiser before shasa beer. If it's not fully processed before shasa beer, so there is no chiyuv beer on it because it never even reached a stage where it's chayiv in maiseres. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about beer with Mishnah Tess and Yud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.